Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. This is Invisible Chess, and it's Mate Pattern Monday. I'll have five checkmate visualisation exercises for you shortly, but first I've got an explanation. You may have noticed there wasn't any intro music today, and the reason for that is simply, as John Lennon said, life is what happens while you're making other plans. When I first had the idea for the podcast, I had a clear image in my head of what I wanted to cover and how I wanted to make the episodes. But the world gave me other things to deal with, and as it turned out, I didn't have the time to record podcast episodes as I wanted to. When I first realised this a few weeks ago, I thought, well, it doesn't matter, I'll just start in November, so what? I don't have to begin in October. But then I realised that was exactly what I didn't want to do. First of all, things may not have changed by November, and I don't want to just keep putting things off and off. But secondly, and more important, I realised I was missing a chance. One of the messages I really wanted Season 1 of Invisible Chess to have, a reminder to me as much as for anybody else, was that in terms of visualisation training, whatever we do each day, however small, even if it's not as much as we'd like, not as intense as we'd want, and not as successful as we'd aimed for, that's better than doing nothing at all. All that matters is we put in a little bit of work every day, day after day after day. So I decided to do things differently. These Monday podcasts will be very raw, very stripped back. No introductions, no bells and whistles, and no Easter eggs from Covert Bethany after the closing credits. After this first episode, Mondays will be nothing but that week's exercises. So let me tell you about them. These are going to be skeleton mating patterns found from The Art of Checkmate by Georges Renaud and Victor Kahn. This book was originally published in 1947, but Baxford issued an algebraic reprint in 2015, and that's the version I have. I call them skeletons because they're not taken from games as such. They have the fewest number of pieces possible to show the mating pattern. So, for example, if white doesn't need a king to give the mate in question, and they usually don't, then there's no white king in the exercise position. If you already know these mating patterns, you might find these exercises rather straightforward. And that's kind of the point. These positions are intended as warm-ups to tougher training to come. You can either do all five today to ease yourself into the week, or you can do one at a time each day to start you off that day. On the other hand, if you don't know the patterns, and especially if you're relatively new to blindfold chess, you might find the exercises somewhat tough. That's okay too. You can do something else for your warm-up. Perhaps working out the colour of the square on which each piece stands in the starting positions. After that warm-up, you can use these exercises as your daily workout. If you're really new to visualisation training and find these exercises just impossible, don't worry. Don't forget that there'll be an episode of Blindfold Chess every Wednesday for newcomers. Okay, all of that said, let's get to the exercises. Position 1. White has a rook on h1, another rook on h2, and a bishop on f6. Black has a king on g8, a bishop on f8, and pawns on f7, g6, and h7, and it's mate in 3. Exercise 2. White has queen on g3, a rook on h1, bishop on c4, and a bishop on f6. Black has king on g8, rook on f8, pawns on f7, g6, and h7. It's mate in 2. Exercise 3. White has queen on e2 and a pawn on g6. Black has a king on g8, rook on f8, a bishop on e7, pawns on f5 and g7. It's mate in 3. Exercise 4. White has queen on h5 and a bishop on h7. Black has a king on h8, pawns on f6 and f7. Mate in 3.
And the last position, number 5, white has queen on g5, rook on e1, and a bishop on c1. Black has a king on f8, a rook on h8, a bishop on a7, a knight on f6, and pawns on f7, g7, and h7. And there's quite a lot of pieces for that one, so I'm going to repeat the position. White has queen on g5, rook on e1, a bishop on c1. Black has a king on f8, a rook on h8, a bishop on a7, a knight on f6, and pawns on f7, g7, and h7. It's mate in 3, or in this case, white could just win a piece. Okay, everybody, that's it for this week. Thanks very much, Blindfold Easters, for dropping by. Like, subscribe, rate, whatever you like to do, wherever you like to get these podcasts. Get in touch. You can contact me on Twitter or sign up to my newsletter. Check the show notes for that. And otherwise, happy chessing. Have a good week.